We are Kof Aleph Amid Beis. Let's start again from the Mishnah. Nan. Around 7 lines from the bottom. Nan Zov Shero Keri V'nide Shepolto Shichva Zera HaMeshameshet V'ro Tzonido. We have here 3 cases. The first 2 cases are that someone was tamei before, and when they became a Baal Keri, there was already a previous tumen. So there's a svara to say that the Keri is not mechayiv tvile, since the tvile on the tumas Keri will not be metayir the person, since there's a previous tuma anin. That is the chiddush of the first two bovis. Zov shero Keri. The nido, she was a nido shepolto shichva zera. So the din is Namashameshes Veroato Nida is the other way around. That first she had a halach of a balas keri, and then later she became a nida. So on all these 3 cases, the Tanakama holds Trichin Tvila. So the Tanakama does not hold of the Svora that even though the Tvila will not be Mitayer Legamri, the Tanakama holds you need Tvila from Tumas Keri in order to be able to learn Krishma, to be Eisid B'Teira. The Rabbi Yehuda Poiter. And Rabbi Yehuda Pater. Rabbi Yehuda says in these 3 cases, it is not necessary to be Teira. So the Gemara wanted to say, so we see from Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda holds that a Baal Keri does not need Tvila, but the Gemara says, no, Ad kan lepot Rabbi Yehuda, Elo bizov shero keri, demikore la Baal Tvila hu. That since he was already a Tommy from before, so the Keri is not Mechayev Tvila. Avol Baal Keri greater Mechayev, but it would seem that a Baal Keri alone is Mechuyev. The chitaimu who adin da fila bal keri greide nami pota Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe you'll tell me that Rabbi Yehuda lishitose holds that every bal keri does not need to be with. Vahai da kamavliki bizov shero keri lidiacha koichon de rabbonon. He says the Rabbi Yehuda holds the bachlal is no din tvila for a bal keri. That's Rabbi Yehuda holds in the Mishnah that a bal keri is allowed to be meborech lefona balacha. And that what the Mishnah chaps on the tier of Zov Shero Keri is Lodiach HaKoich and the Rabbonon. The Gemara says, no, I could buy it from the first 2 cases of the Mishnah. But Eimer Sefer, let's see the last case of the Mishnah. HaMishameshes, she was once a Balas Keri already. The Roas Onido, and then she became a Tmeya, Tzricha Tvila. So she needs Tvila. And I don't say that the tumah that came later is matkia the chiyav tvila. Is laman ktonilo. Who said this bava? For who is this bava achidish? Ilaim ala rabbonon. If he's telling me achidish according to the rabbonon, pshita. So this then is poshit. I could derive it from the first 2 cases. Hashta. Umazov shero keri. Madoch in the first case. That there was already a tume before he became a Baal Keri. The mikor elav Baal Tvilahu, mechai v'rabonon, the rabbonon say, but when there's now chal a tume chadoshim, he becomes mechuyiv v'tvilal to tume chadoshim. Hamishameshes v'roas onido, here it's the other way around. That she already was mechuyiv v'tvilah, and then she there became on her another tumah, the mikore bat vilahi loikolshkein. So the rabbonim wouldn't have to tell us this din. It's a kal v'chaimah from the previous din of nida shepolta shichva zera. Elo Rab Yehudi. So on kolchoch, this din is going according to Rab Yehudi. And Rab Yehudi is telling us that not only in the first case, where there was a previous tumah, the keri is not mechayiv tvile. No, even in the last case where there was already chalachiyiv tvile, if later she became a nida, so the tumas nida is mavkiyah the chiyiv tvile. V'davke ktoni lo. And only in this case does Rabbi Yehuda hold that she is potter from tvila. Mishameshes v'roas onido eina tricha tvila. In such a case, she doesn't need tvila. Avol balkeri grede. But it would seem from the Mishnah, what if a person is a balkeri alone? Mechay. So here we have a raya from our Mishnah. We have a raya from this Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda holds that a balkeri is also needs tefillah, and it's also b'teirah. B'tefillah calls manis didn't tevil himself. So now we're back to the problem we have in our Mishnah. In our Mishnah it says, Rabbi Yehuda oimem mevorech lifneim lachreyem, that a balkeri is mutter to say birchat krishme lefano v'lachol. He says it prepare. So we had wanted to say Rabbi Yehuda Bechlal does not hold of the gzeir. He doesn't hold of the limud v'idatim levanech levnei banecha. But we see here from this Mishnah, he does hold of the gzeir. So now we have to understand the Mishnah. So what is the reason of Rabbi Yehuda? Why does Rabbi Yehuda hold mevorech lifneiim alachayim? That is the problem that we have now. Before we go further, let us see the Rashi. Zov shero keri leinyin tvilo shetiken ezro lebali keriin lasik b'teirekoi. Speaking about that chiyuv tvilo. Ulishar tmeim lehitra. Koma hochet. The im yesh loy tuma acheres ima keri. If he has a different tumor, she'ein ha'yocha lotris mimeno b'tvila zu, the tvila will not be mitayer the tumor that he has on himself from before. Kigoy. Zov and either. A person was a zov or an either. She'ein t'meyim tumor shiva. They have on themselves a tumor which will take 7 days to get rid of. Afilo ha'chi tzoch litva l'kiru yekoidim she'yasik b'toyra. That is what the Tanakamo. Poilete shichva zera, harei hi ke balkeri. She is a din of a balkeri. Rabbi Yehuda poiter. Rabbi Yehuda poiter, the Kosovo, he holds dein tvila zumet arosoi mikol vakol. He holds that since this tvila is not metair legamri, so there's no din tvila. Amishamesh is lamank toni lo lashmi einu koyach mi hutzuchu lachlich bo. Who is it telling us a chiddish according? Ilaimal Rabban al Diyahu Koicham the Mechaibi Bo to tell us the Chiddush at Rabban and hold that Yom Chuyev by a Meshamesh is Hashdezov Shero Keri Shekod Mosay Tumes Haziv Mikor. It was already Tomei Ziv the Mikor B'Shas Shero Keri Lavar Tvilu B'Shas. There was a reason of Keri here, then was not about Tvila. Umechaibi Le Rabban and Tvira Le Keri Le Divrei Toire. Mishameshes v'roas onido, the tumas keri kodmo, she was already tummy from before, shevosa keri huya hoisa litvo miyad. So, avadu givis, that is a chiyah tvila. Lekoshkein v'loi oti tumas nido, shehi achreino, umakas le tvilo, shenis chayah bokla. Elo lav rab Yehuda ktomi, so kochach we have to say, that this bove is telling me a chiddish according to Rab Yehuda. That's the Chiddush Rabbi Yehuda is telling us. Even though the Tumas Keri, even though the Tumas Keri was before, and if it would have remained like that, there would be a Chiyuv Tvila, or the Tumas Nidah, or Makas Tvila. The Tvila, Ella HaMetaheres. The Chiyuv Tvila is only if after the Tvila, one becomes Toyer. If after the Tvila, you still tell me there was no Takon of Tvila. Ila Rabbi Yehuda less like Takonis Ezra, Lomole Lashmin and Bo. Why does he have to tell her such a case when she became a Nida? Kobala Keri and Amile Boy to be willing to break it. Tilka of Kokoch Bakis Tonila, only in this case Rabbi Yehuda holds that Abal Keri is potter from Tvila because she became a Nida later. Of a Samazay Abal Keri is high in the Tvila. So we're back to the Kasha. So why does Rabbi Yehuda say in the Mishnah, Mevorech lidneyem ulachrei. So the Gemara answers, loiteime mevorech elo mehare. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says, mevorech, he means mevorech al yedei hil. Now let's go for a minute to look at the Mishnah. So how do we say pshat in the Mishnah? So the Mishnah says as follows. This is according, this is how Rashi and places have learned Pshat in the Mishnah. Balkeri Maharel Beliboy. So Rashi and Taisus learn this is speaking about Krishna. A Balkeri is Maharel Beliboy. Ve'einay Mevorech. He does not make a broche behiru. Leila Foneho. Ve'leila Cheo. Does not make a broche behiru. Krishna is a deraita. Krishna is El Malchus Shamayim. So he's Maharel Al Kapon. But the Birchus Krishna, he does not make a filo behiru. Bala mozay mevorech la achrov behiru, ve eine mevorech la fonov behiru. Hey, so it comes out, Birchas Krishme and the Brocha Rishayne, which are only Brochas the Rabbonim, so a Balkeri does not make a Tulu Behiru. And Rabbi Yehuda Oime, Rabbi Yehuda says, Mevorech lifneyem v'lachreyem, that Behiru, in this Nekude, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with the Tanakhamim. You say that Abroche the Rabbonon, he does not make a filo behiru. No, I disagree with you. Mevorech lifneim lachayim, a filo behiru al kofonim. That's how we are saying now pshat in the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, is this the true pshat? Umi islay l'Rabbi Yehuda hiru? Does Rabbi Yehuda hold a balkeri is only permitted hiru? I'll show you a different variety. Basanya, we learned, Balkeri she'ein loy mayim litvoil. Al Balkeri that does not have any water to table himself. He's stuck. He can't be table himself. Koirei Krishma. He lames Krishma. Ve'einei mevorech loy lefoneho v'loy la'acheho. But he does not make the Birchus Krishna. Va'oichel pitoi, when he eats pas, u'mevorech lachreho, he benches Birchus Amozein, v'ene mevorech lefoneho. Avol maharer beliboi, ve'enei moitzei bisposov, divrei Rabbi Meir. So before we go further, let us try to understand what Rabbi Meir says. So, looking at the Baraita Kipshutai, it would seem that Rav Meir holds Koire Krishme, right? So he lends Krishme, Bepeh, Ve'ene Mevorech Lulafana, Ve'le Lachel, Ve'oichel Pitoi, the Mevorech Lachel, he makes the benches, Bepeh, Ve'ene Mevorech Lulafana, Avol, and it would seem Avol means, but that's what he said, Einei mevorech lefoneo, avol mahara beliboy. But he is mahara beliboy, ve'einei moitzei bisvosa. Beliboy, he says, the broches lefoneo lachel, but he does not say it, bepeh, divrei Rabbi Meir. That is the pashtus of the Lashon of the Baraita. Now, if this is the pashtus of the Lashon of the Baraita, we're in hot water, because this Rab Meir is the Baal Plukta of Rab Yehuda, and most probably, this is the Tanakhama of our Mishnah. This is the Tanakhama of our Mishnah. Now, how does this agree with our Mishnah? Now, to avoid an Arichas HaDvorim, I just want to tell you, the Goyin, in Shnois Eliyahu, in the Chidushim, on Brochev, says as follows. If we look at our Mishnah, the Mishnah is a very sosum dike Mishnah. It's very unclear. And the Yerushalmi learns pshat in the Mishnah as follows. Let's go back to the Mishnah. Balkeri maharer beliboy ve'enei mevorech loy lefoneho v'loy lachel. So the Rishonim learned pshat. The Maharal Beliboy is speaking about Kriyishma. The Einei Mevorech Lelefoneh Lelechel is speaking about the Birchus Krishna. Even though it's very interesting, the Tanah did not tell us he's speaking about Krishna. Balkeri Maharal Beliboy, the Einei Mevorech Lelefoneh Lelechel, he said the Maharal Beliboy is speaking about Krishna. The Yerushalmi says, Pshat in our Mishnah, Balkeri Maharal Beliboy, he is speaking about Birchus Krishna. Krishma, Balkeri says, Bepeh. Balkari Maharo Berliboi, the Birchus Krishim is Maharo, the Ainay Mivor. He doesn't say the Brochus, Bepe Loyla von Reo, Buloyla Reo. Bal Amozin Mivorech Lacho, Birchus Amozin he benches, the Ainay Mivorech Lafono. But it is not Beka Broche Bepe and the Broche Rishoine. That is how the Yerushalmi learns Pshat Namishneh. And this is exactly what the Baraisa said according to Rav Meir. So the Goyim says he has a whole Arichas Advorim. He disagrees with Rashi and Taisvis. Why Rashi and Taisvis have to say this Pshat is not a parasha. We won't get into that now. And he says, Farkel, the Mishneh, which is Mesomer Rav Meir, this is the Baraisa of Rav Meir. This is one Mahalach how to learn. But then we're fighting City Hall, we're fighting the Rishon. The other two Mahalchim to go Lefi Da'ash Al Rishonim is as follows. There's one Mahalach, the Nachlas David wants to say this, and one Mahalach is the Tanakama of Rabbi Yehuda, is not Rabbi Meir. There's a three-way Machloikis. There's a Tanakama, there's a Rabbi Meir, and there's Rabbi Yehuda. That's one way out. And the other way out is that we are learning wrong pshat in this baraita. Let us go over again the baraita. The Rishash and others want to say a different pshat in the baraita. Let us again see the baraita. Balkeri she'ein loimayim litvoil koirei kriyishma ve'einim evoich lo lefoneu v'loi lo achel. Voichel pita mevoich lachlor veinu mevoich lachomer, avol maharu belibe is going on the kairi krishma, not on eini mevoich lachomer. That's what we said, avol maharu belibe veinu meitzim isvosav. That what I said, kairi krishma, don't take it face value that he could say krishma bepe. Kairi krishma is only behiru, veinu meitzim isvosav. So then it comes out that the braise is mamish, like the tanakamre of our mishnah. Divrei Rav Meir. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Ben Kach U Ben Kach, Moitzi Bisvosa. The Goyim says, according to his pshat, Ben Kach U Ben Kach is, that means, according to the Goyim's pshat, Ramea holds that Birchas Amozen, which is a Daraisa, you say Bepeh. So it's very good, Ben Kach U Ben Kach. Sai de Broch Achroine, Sai de Broch Rishoine. So I don't differentiate between a Darabon and a Daraisa. Benkach or Benkach Moitzi Bisvosa. According to the other pshat, so it comes that no one ever said that you bench Bepeh. So the Loshen Benkach or Benkach is a little modne. Benkach, it would seem that Rabbi Yehuda is only saying it doesn't make a difference, Benkach or Benkach. Also upon him, Rabbi Yehuda says, Benkach or Benkach, Sai de Broch Rishoine, Sai de Broch Lachoine, Moitzi Bisvosa. Also upon him, we see that Rabbi Yehuda holds, one says the brochers, bisvoso. He's not mechuyev to be mahara. So the shaila arises, if Rabbi Yehuda, we just learned before, that Rabbi Yehuda is also moide, that there's a takona of, that a balkeri is also b'toirem, and he needs tevila. So what is Rabbi Yehuda saying? Benkach u benkach moitzi bisvoso. So there's a takona. How was he allowed to be moitzi bisvoso? Omar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok oson Rav Yehuda ke hilchoi terech eret. There are certain mandiyomrin that hold that certain halachas a balkeri is mutter. A balkeri is not osor in all divrei Torah. And we'll see later there's a tana that holds that a balkeri is mutter to learn hilchos derech eret. So Rabbi Yehuda held that the broches have the same halacha of hilchos derech eret. The broches are similar to hilchos derech eret, that a balkeri is mutter. So therefore, so altus farempel. Rabbi Yehuda is also moide that there's a din that a balkeri needs tevila. That's for divrei Torah. Hilchos derech eret and the broches, which are similar, there, for that a balkeri does not need tevila. And Agavulche the Goyim says, when is that? We have a tnai over here. It says, She'ein loimayim litvoil. Not samazay.
אבל קרי שאין לו מים לטבול, זה רב יהודה סב, so we'll give the ברוכה, the same הלוכה, of הלכס דרך הרס, and he'll be mutter to say them without tevila. Now we're going to bring down the shittas which are magbir, what about keri is mutter, what about keri is us. The same. We learned in the Baraita as follows. Voidatom levonecho, levnei vonecho, uchsiv basrei, yoin asher amato levnei Hashem olekecho b'choyo. So, there's a hekish that limud ha-toire should be similar to Maimet Hasina. Ma lo holom, ve'eimo uve'yiro b'reses u'be'zeye, afkan ve'eimo uve'yiro u'be'reses u'be'zeye. The Goyin says, Pshat, what are these four l'shoinis? Maimet Hasina was ve'eimo, that's Yiros HaRoimimis. שאודם יורי מהקודש ברוך הוא מחמס בדולוסוי וסיף ארסוי. יירה is יירס האונש. רפס is a type of a fear מפני הבושה. כמו שאודם יורי שחבר יירה בו ידו ומגונה. He feels he's not roi and Yenna will see within him חסרוינס. That was the massive of the Gemara says mi shein le busha le amdu ragle avoyse va tachas har Sinai. The dalger of busha in Klal Yisrael were makir deches reines in the gadlus of the Rabbeinish leilam. So this is restless. This is a fear that comes about because of busha. And they, as the Goyin says, Hainu she'oise mitzvah b'shleimus ad shemeziyah. A very interesting inyan. That if a person, it would seem, if a person is fully involved in a mitzvah, so then he's meziyah. It seems that a hechoche that is completely involved in the mitzvah. And the Goyin says that's why the Malachim, the Gemara says that Nahar Dinoel comes from the Zay of the Chayei. It says because they do a mitzvah b'shleimus. I just thought it could be they bring down the Arizal. B'shashi learned his gaber. It says as follows: his gaber ka'ari b'koyach. Ve'eis shehoyo oisik behaloche, at shehoyo nilo umeziyer zeyo gedoylo. He used to sweat tremendously by the learning. And in Er Tzadikim, it says also the same lotion. Tzorir sheyefalpel biyeshive, at sheyeziya. It seems that's a shir. If a person wants to know if he's fully involved in a mitzvah or he's only part of himself in this vow, some of this shir is zayah. If one is fully involved, I'm not speaking about that it's a hab yom day. We're speaking about that it's a cold day. But if he's fully involved, it seems that brings about zayah. And that's how Torah should be learned. The rest is of zayah. Vaydatam levonecha, that's how Torah should be learned. Oh. Mikan amru. So if that are the qualifications which are necessary for Limud HaTorah. So they, Chazal said, Hazovim v'ametzeroim, uboim al nidoi, mutorim likrois b'toire, ubenevim, ubeksuvim, lishneis b'mishne, ubegmore, ubalochis, ubagodis. That means these qualifications a Tomei can also have. Avul balikirien asurim, but a Balkeri is also. Why? Because, so let us see Rashi now. There's a few Rashis which we have to learn. Loiteime b'masnisin mevorech, elo mahara. So the more it's rarotu that Rabbi Yehuda holds, tafker mahara. The more be zabaraita that Rabbi Yehuda holds, that's a little bit dibur is mutter. Oson Rabbi Yehuda lebirches hamozen. So this is a very difficult Rashi. Why does Rashi come into Birchas HaMozein?
So the Rishash makes a grace lebroches, that all broches, in the first case also, by Birchas Krishme, it also has a lot, all broches have a din kehuches derechel. That's what the Rishash says. The Tzlach wants to say Pshat and Rashi, but the Vayel, let's first end the sugya. Kehuches derechel, shemutzel l'shanoysa balkeri kedvor, Yehuda holds that hilchus derechel, the balkeri is also permitted to learn. Now we learn from my Mithar Sinai, Ma la holon ba'imo d'chtiva yaron ba'yanu, Mikan omru, kol atmeyim mutorim b'toire, sh'at heim yuchaylim liyeis ba'imo b'reset. These qualifications a tummy could also have. Avul balkeri eina ela mitoich kalus roish v'zachos adas, therefore, it is impossible for him to have these qualifications. Therefore, he's also the Torah. Uboy alei nidois. Now here it says, boy alei nidois. I'm mutter to learn. So the problem is, boy alei nidois should be also because they're balikarian also. So Rashi says, im tovlu lekiryon, ledivrei Torah, atvilei no'ilu lehem letarem itumis boy alei nidois. The tomb of Boyul neither does not go off. Shehi shivis yomim. Avol atakonis ezre oilo lehem. Kudis namba masnis. And that's the mission we learned before. Zohav shero akeri. The nida tzrich and tzvile. So Boyul neither means that they took care of the tomb of keri. They toivled themselves. That is one eitzah. That is Rashi's eitzah. The Rashbe says over here another eitzah. That means we have a problem over here. How can we say Aboyel Nida is mutter to learn, and in the same, in the line further, we'll say that a Balkeri is also to learn, every Boyel Nida is a Balkeri also. So the Rashba says another Teret, Shaloi Gomar B'Yosai. He only made Haro, he did not make Gmar B'ye. So he does not have Tumas Keri. It's a Shem B'ye it has, but it doesn't have Tumas Keri. And the Mishnah Lamelech, Peri Gimel, Alochi Gimel, Mehilchis Biyat Migdosh, says, Shaloi Haitzi Zera, even though he made Gmar Biyat, but there was no way to Zera, Lechoshe Balkeri. So that's, the Rajbe and the Mishnah Lamelech is the same thing. It is very interesting, Rav Moshe Zechayna Lavroche has a Tshuvere, and Igris Moshe Evan Erzach Helekalot Simenayin Bey, and Rav Moshe clears this shayla. He clears the shayla as follows. And he brings the Mishnah Melech in the beginning, Rabbi another Indian. And let me just tell you over the lashon of Rav Moshe. Ule Indian takonas Ezra. He clears the shayla. If there's a takonas Ezra, if there was a biyu with Aray Tzoah Zera, is there a chiyuv tefila? So he says, Mistaver sha'afim loy nitma bay Tzoah Zera. Given Shatakon Mahoise Shaloye Mitsuyan Eitzel Nishisayim, later the Gemara said that's the Mechubim of the Takon. Tiknu Gambo Zeshe Yitwe. Mesame. First he says that's for it. He said the Mechubim was Shaloye Mitsuyan Eitzel Nishisayim, so the criteria is not if there was Eitzel Zer, if there wasn't Eitzel Zer, the criteria is if there was a Mir. That's he says Mitzvah. Ach Ulai, even she'ein b'zev tumeh lo yishayich isa. Then later he says, no, Chazal have to have a gedel. You can't, the reason is takish lo yitei mitzuyin eitzel nishisayim. But you have to have a gedel. You need a mikveh, so you need tumeh. It can't, it could be you do need eitzel zev. That's he hears such a tzav. The yoyitza nire, but he falls off of that. And he says lo aloch, the yoyitza nire shel harabonon, Einay mishum tum, it doesn't depend on tum, elke ba'ashkichen b'sinai, v'savrish lehoyo mishum tum, elo l'salik akalat roish, nam yishayich tzile, kepashtis loshum abaraisi. So if you do is lahaloche, that without it to a zera, there's also a chiyuv of tzile. So l'chayre, it's clear not like the Rashbe and the Mishnah Melech. And the fellow is, he brings the Mishnah Melech, l'gabi another shayla in the beginning of the tshuva. About Koponim, that's this Nikuda. Av Yaisi Aimer, Shaina Hu Birigilios. About Keri is mutter to learn something that he's ruggling. Rashi says, Berigiliois, Mimishnayis Hashgurais Befib, Shuhu Maitzion Mipib Bemeruse, Ve'ein Tzorich Laharich Behem. These halachas he can learn. He says them fast. He doesn't have to be marich in his ragel in this. Ubelvad shelo yatsia et ha-mishne. Shelo yatsia betaimei perushe. It could be, what is the svara of Rabbi Yossi? I mean, Rabbi Yossi is telling us about a new halacha. He's allowed something that he knows very well. Mishnai shashgurus befiz. He says them quickly. He doesn't have to delve under him. That he could say. But he should not be shloyatia b'taymei perushim. The reasons he shouldn't say is lochayre. I mean, between you and me, if a person is saying mishnayis quickly, he's mekayim the mitzvah of limud haTorah. There's no shaila about it. There's no din. But that connection, I mean, limud haTorah is you're learning Torah. Every word is a mitzvah. So what's the gather over here? He can learn the whole day, the kavod gadol, but he shouldn't shtelzer. That better very is also. What's the gather? It could be that he learned the Torah, that we learned out that a person has to be in a certain matzav of hachno in order to learn Torah. So what is pshat? Pshat is like this. And if you have to say a svore, so the svore is dependent on what the matzav haruchni of the person is. If the person is b'ayma b'yira b'reses v'zeyen, he'll say a svore. That's a svore satayre. If he's in a matzav of kalas roish and he'll say a svore, then that svore taydach me. The svore is as strong as what his matzav haruchni is. So Memelis, if he's just saying Mishnayis, as maybe Mr. Tashrei, and he's not thinking too much what he's saying, so be all a broche. So that's a mitzvah of limud haTorah. As long as he's not putting in his two cents also. He's just saying, he's repeating what Divrei Torah. This is Tavi Yolo Broche. But if he has to say a tam or a svore, then he at the present time is not fit to say a tam and a svore. Could be this is the svore of Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yehonatan ben Yosef Oimer Matziyuhu es ha-mishneh ve'enei metziyeh es ha-gemor. In the Bach is Geiris not Gemor, the Bach is Geiris Medrash. The problem over here is Medrash. Here's this Rashi, a Medrash v'chein b'chol ha-omot. Ve'enei metziyeh es ha-medrash oti Rashi Garcinen m'nei she-tzorchu tomid la-haskir boi es ha-psukim shuhu doirish. L'chayre the svar Rabbi Yehonatan ben Yosef, I think, is he learned from this limud, the limud of this dumi, the Maimed Alcina. Maimed Alcina was Teirah Shebiksav. So Memele, in Teirah Shebiksav, he has to be Malchik himself. So Medrash, you have to bring the Psukim. Last year, Boris, the Psukim should Teirah. That already, so then he's going into Teirah Shebiksav. Mishneh Teirah Shebalpeh, whatever the Sibbe's on the time, since we were Masmechit Alakro, the Pasuk is speaking about Kabbalah's Teirah Shebiksav. Rabbi Nosim ben Avisholim oimer af matiyas ha-medrash ubervad shelo yoimer as kore sheboy. The shame is he shouldn't say. Rabbi Yechen in ha-sandler talmidwe she Rabbi Kiva mishum Rabbi Kiva oimer lo yichnas le medrash kol iker. He shouldn't bechlau learn medrash. We're saying he could say, but not as kore. Lo yichnas le medrash kol iker. But omri lo lo yichnas le beis ha-medrash kol ike. The iser not to go into the beis ha-medrash is the Tosis HaRosh says, lefish lo yovei lishnei sim chaverov. It's a dangerous place. If we'll go into the beis ha-medrash, it's Moshe. He might sit down to learn there. Rabbi Yehonatan Zechein Lebrocha wants to say it could be, he holds as an iser of Shemei HaKoine. He's in the beis ha-medrash. So by listening to them learn, that we hear before Tosis says there's an iser of Shemei HaKoine by a Baal Keri. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Shoinuhu Behilchis Derech Eretz. Hilchis Derech Eretz, that he's allowed to learn. What does Rashi say? Lichnis Lamedrash Kolika Leilatiye Veloi Lishnois Avo Lebeis HaMedrash Shonichnas Vishoisek. Hilchis Derech Eretz Kegoin Dalkan Shol Tamidei Chachomim Shehi Bereise
Operik benazay noisnabot borma liboy. These halachas are simple halachas. These are halachas which do not demand any iyun or machshove. This is allowed to learn. Now the Gemara brings down a maise. Maise be Rabbi Yehuda. Baal memra Rabbi Yehuda. He was medame, birchais, the brachis to hilchis derechere. Maise be Rabbi Yehuda shiro keri, vohoye mahalech al gabi hanor. Amru loy talmidov, Rabbeinu shon olom perek echot be hilchis derechere. She should teach us the perek in hilchis derechere. Yorat v'tovar v'shon olam. אמרו לוי, לוי קח לי מדתנו רבינו שיינו הוא בהלכס דרך ארץ. You yourself were the one that said that a Balkari is mutter בהלכס דרך ארץ. אמר להם, אף על פי שמייקו אני על אחרים, מחמר אני על עצמי. That is what is mutter מעיקר הדין, that's what I said, מעיקר הדין is mutter. מחמר אני על עצמי, for myself I מחמר. That he doesn't learn Hilchus Derecheret Belit Vila. The Goyin asks Akasha, he says he doesn't understand what the problem is over here. Before we learned that, that's what we said, that the Brachot are equivalent to Hilchus Derecheret, but there was a Tnai. The Tnai was, Balkeri She'ein Loimayim Litvoil. And Balkeri Shein Lemayin Litvil, then, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is Maitzi Bisvasa. He's allowed to say Birchas Krishme, because Birchas Krishme are equivalent to Hilchas Derecheret. But that's not Kishein Lemayin Litvil. Here it is speaking about Yesh Lemayin Litvil. So what's the problem? So Yesh Lemayin Litvil. So then he has to table himself. So the Goyin says, no. That Birchas Krishme, the Ein Loi Mayim Litvoil are equivalent to Hilchus Derecheret, but Hilchus Derecheret is not totally in Yesh Loi Mayim and Ein Loi Mayim. Hilchus Derecheret are always Mutter. And the Gemara is saying that Birchus Krishme, She Ein Loi Mayim have the Kula of Hilchus Derecheret, but Hilchus Derecheret is Mutter Apulu Yesh Loi Mayim. So therefore the Gemara is Akash and Rabbi Yehuda, he says, Machmer Ani Alat. Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Ben Seira Hoya Oimer, Ein divrei teire mekablen tumme. Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira will see does not hold of the whole takonet Ezra. Ein divrei teire mekablen tumme. Maise betalmid echot shahoya megamgen lemaila me Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira. He was sitting lemaila me Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira and he was megamgen. The exact translation of megamgen, others say megamgen means being rashulated in Merutza. He said it very quickly. The Rashbat says, Shloi hoyo merchatei cha'oisiyois. He did not pronounce it clearly. He did not want to say the word. Omalei, so Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira told him, B'ni psach picho v'yairu dvorecho. She'ein divrei teire mekablen tume, she'nema haloi ka'i dvorai ka'eish niyum Hashem. Ma eish eine mekabel tumme, av divre teure, eina mekabelen tumme. Oma maar, matire et a mishne, ve eine matire et a gemor. And the sabagirse should be, he is this, et a medrash. The strashi is wherever it is gemor, the girse is medrash. Mithayelei, So Rabbi Loi Rashi is Moichik. Omar Rabbi Loi, Omar Rabacha Bayakev, Mishim Rabbeinu, Aloche, Metziye Es HaMishne, Ve'ene Metziye Es HaGmor. It's a medrash. He also says like that. In Ketanoi, the Gmor says it's a Machoi Ketanoi. Metziye Es HaMishne, Ve'ene Metziye Es HaMedrash, Tivi Rameya. Rabbi Yehuda Ben Gamliel, Oima, Mishim Rabbi Chanina Ben Gamliel, Ze Vezer Osa. Both Amur, Osa. Tzai Mishne and Tzai Medrash. Omri lo, zeh vizeh mutter. Man di omer zeh vizeh osa, ki Rabbi Yechonon HaSandla. Man di omer zeh vizeh mutter, ki Rabbi Yehuda ben Seire. This is Rabbi Yehuda ben Seire that holds that everything is mutter. Balkari is mutter, but the Divrei Torah. Homa Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak nohug alme kahani plasovi. The minika oilam is there are three gedolim who told, who said halachis, and the world feels like these three gedolim. Ki Rabbi Loi berei, or they said kulis better, and the world feels like these kulis. Ki Rabbi Loi bereishis agay. Rabbi Yashiya bekloim. Now, what are these three kulas? Ki Rabbi Loi bereishis hageis. Tusanya Rabbi Loi oima reishis hageis einei noyig ela ba'oret. It is not noyig b'chutzal oret. Even though it's not totally ba'oret, it's not a mitzvah that tluyis ba'oret, but only noyig b'eret yisrael. One pulk. Ki Rabbi Yashiya bekloi. Ki dechsiv leitzizra kamacha keloyim. Rabbi Yashiya Oimer, Lo'olam Einei Chayiv, Ad Sheyizra, Chita, Usa'ore, Bechalson, B'matoy L'Shav. So let's explain the Chiddush of Rabbi Yashiya. Rabbi Yashiya held that Lo'isizra Kalmecho Kiloyim, that the Iser Zrihis Kerem is if you have Kiloyim. Kiloyim with Kerem, that's the Iser. So that means you need kiloyim, you have already chita and sa'ira. That is kiloyim, that's klayez roim. And together with kalmecha, that's the lav, loisizra kalmecha kiloyim. So the lav of loisizra kalmecha is that if you have klayez roim, together with chalton, which that's the seed of a kerem, and that's the lav, einei chayim. Now, Einei Chayim, the Rishonim explain, is speaking about to get Malkus for the lav of Leitzizra Kalmachot Kloyim. Now, there's another lav. There's a lav Sotcha Leitzizra Kiloyim. Now, this lav, one is over with Tuminim. With Achita Seir also one will be over. But the Nakamina will be if we'll get two times Malkus. If we'll get two times Malkus, so any two minim one is either sotcha leisizra kiloyim, but the lav of leisizra kalmecha kiloyim. So, or if the hasro was, he told him, let's say there was a chita and a charta, so you'll be either sotcha leisizra kiloyim, and if he was masrim leisizra kalmecha kiloyim, you will not get malchus. Agavucha, which would be very interesting halacha, that by hasro one has to. It's not sufficient that one should tell them you're not allowed to do it. One is to bring a maramokim. You have to tell them a posik. So the Rashba says if he tells them the wrong posik, he'll tell them, Leitzizra kamacho kiloyim, and he had a chalton and a soire, he will not get malchus. And a chai vachi yisra, chito o soire, vachalton be mapoilus ya. Krab Yehuda ben Tzeire, no galme krab Yehuda ben Tzeire, be divrei Tzeire. Sanya Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira Oimer ein Dibrei Teire Mekabelin Tume. So therefore it's not necessary to be Teivu oneself. Ki Oso Zeiri Omar Botluhu Litviluso. That they were Mevatel the Tvile. What is Pshat Botluhu Litviluso? That's a problem. It would seem that there was a takona tezre, and they were mevatel. So the problem is, how can one be mevatel? A bezin cannot be mevatel. Divrei bezin chaveroyam ken godol mena b'chochma b'minyan. How could one have a bezin greater than the bezin of Ezra? So the Rambam, Perik Dalet, Halacha Ches Mehilchis Krishme, when he explained, he paskin taka like Ziri, like Abiyuda ben Seire, so he says as follows. When Ezra made the takone was not accepted by Gans Klal Yisrael. So, Botlu, it seems from the Rambam, because the Mishnah explains, he says that what it was in the Spashit for Klal Yisrael was because the Klal Yisrael wasn't the Koyach to take upon themselves this takone. So therefore, so it became Memelanis Babu. But Lua, the Ikium, the Iispashtus of the Sakone, made that it became this Babu, but Lua Litvilusa. Not that there was a
there was a Besen that was mevatel. So therefore the Kesef Mishnah says, we'll see later that there were others that were Mekayim Takona says it. Because since there wasn't a Psak of Besen to be mevatel, no, from itself it fizzled out. So the chayma of our takonis didn't have because it wasn't the spashit for Klal Yisrael. But either gise, there is the union of the takonis still remains. Yeah. Agav uche, it is very interesting. There's a tremendous machloikis. Batlula tvilusa. Although let's see the Lubba Amrila Batul and Tilusa. Man Dama Batul and Tilusa, Krab Yehuda Ben Seire, who from the Tilus Yodai. Now, others, the Rish brings down a Sochek of Rav Chai Goy. It would seem that Batul and Tilusa, Mishum de Divrei Teire, is not mekabel tume. So it could be the whole batlul tfilusa was only legabe divrei teire. Aber legabe tfile, there never was a batlul tfilusa. Of the Rav Shanai. So it's very interesting. There is things Rav Haigoin. Rav Haigoin did not know pshat in the Gemara. And Rav Haigoin says, the noagu alme, that for tfile no one was ever Mevatel Takonas Ezra. That's what Rav Haigoin brings down. And Rabbeinu Yoni brings down, the Rambam says La Halacha that there's no din Tvile, not Legabe Teire, and not Legabe Tvile also. Rafal Pikein, the Rambam writes, the Talmid Rabbeinu Yoni brings down the Loshna Rambam, that the Rambam said on himself, that he's made an Yishamayi v'orech and v'yomayi lo'i bota u'oysa afilu sho'echa. He himself, he never was mevatel tfilu sezre, nor Yabba Chazoki, he was a poise, he can't say what the truk in the halacha was. And there they bring, very interesting, they bring that the minik ha-mekoymes, why it was that way, basically, but the minik ha-mekoymes was tolly. The Yidin who lived together with the Yishma'elim, they were not mevatel takonas ezra legabi tfila. Those who lived together with the Arelim, this is a loshen, they were mevatel and gone. What the inyan is, v'yisach nisha b'kaponim, it seems there were two minhogim which were in Klal Yisrael, they still continued tfilas ezra legabi tfila. Let us see Rashi. Megam gein v'koyrei, al keri hoya. Mire beine doch, yosin omar abiloi haloch, en rat mesayelei. Yosin em mesayelei. Mishim rabbeinu ra. Ki hanoch tlasovi, v'kulu l'kula. Heini moyig elo ba'oret, v'shchitas chulen yalo taime b'perik azroi. Chita soira v'chalton, shloshton b'mapoilus yad, v'havalu hu klai zroim, v'klai akerem ka'achat. V'tzviluso de bali keri. Tanu Rabom, Balkeri shenosnu olof tishe kabim mayim, toy, ma'anukula, that it is not essential to be toivu oneself on the mitzvah of aboim so, tishe kabim, the netile that is poured over on someone is also sufficient. Nochum ishkamzu lochsho l'rabekive. It seems this was Nishadish and Nochem Ishgamzu told it over the sod to Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva lochesho le Ben Azai. Ben Azai yotze v'shama le Talmidov v'shut. He was mefarsam. Ligi botrei ameroi b'marove, Rabbi Yosi b'aroven, Rabbi Yosi b'azvide. Chad toni shono in Ben Azai v'chad toni losh. Man de toni shona mishem bitul teire and mishem bitul pirya beridya. That means that it was very wichtig to be mefalsam this kula. Let us see what Rashi says. Cha toni bebenaze lochisha le tamidem. And one says, shona, mishem bitul pirya beridya, shoyen nimnoim mitashmish, mitnei teire chatvila. So either there was It was one of the two. Either it was Bittl Piyah V'Rivya or Bittl Teire. So therefore, he held it was Kedai to be Mephaus of this school of Teisha Kabin. Is therefore, so then there wasn't too much of a problem. Oman de Toni Lochesho Shloye Tamidei Chachomim Mitzuyim Eitzel Mishriseim Ketar Megoylem. So therefore, by being Megala, this Kula, we are defeating the purpose. So therefore, it's only Lochesho. Omar Rabbi Yonai, Shamati Shemakilim Bo, Vishamati Shemachmirim Bo. There's Mekilim and Machmirim. Shemachmirim Bo, Tvot Shemakilim Bo, so Rashi says Tup Shotim. The Mechetzois, Chayre Mechetzois means Sheuvin. Hoi ben the Sinus, Tishe Kabin. A Mechetzois means even less than Sheuvin. It was it wasn't even memso, shemachmirim bo, ba'arboim so, sevaisis mechetsoi, was a kula that there wasn't arboim so even. There was a kula of mechetsoi, which was amir de kechidi. It's not even the tiller, it's mechetsoi that were mekel with rechitze. Shemati shemachmirim bo, with tvila ba'arboim so. Chola machmir bo al atmoi, Marichen lo yomo vushnoiso. See, Rabbi Yonis in his medayik, weiss to hois, these chumres is al atmoi. Just like Rabbi Yehude, machmer al atmoi. This is not la haloche, it's a machmir boi al atmoi. Marichen lo yomo vushnoiso. It would seem that the chumres should only be negeya le atmoi. That means if Ishtoi will suffer from it, that's not machmirim bo al atmoi. If the only one who's suffering the brunt of the chumr is al atmoi, is marichin lo yomo v'shmoito. Oma Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, matibon shel toivei shachem. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi asks, what is pshat in those talmidei chachomim, which toivel themselves? The Shaltev Lishachim Rashi says, Balikeri and Atev Lishachim. So the Gemara asks, Ma Tiva? Ha Iyu Da Oma Balikeri Oso Bezivrei Teire. He was the one that said, we had before on Bapchof Aleph on the base. Oma Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Minayim Le Balikeri Sha Oso Bezivrei Teire. Shnem Ovei Batam Ovo Nechol Ovo Nevo Nechol. So he was the one that brought down the Issa with a Makar from a Posseh. And here he asks Akasha, Mativon shall take le shachem. Or he comes, so the Gemara answers, Mativon barboi himso. Why is it necessary to table yourself? Efshe betisha kabe. Mativon betrilo. Efshe benesimu. The Rashba asks a very interesting kasha. The Gemara and Avchof Aleph on the day asked that we had a problem with Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Mavorich lefnei melachayim. The Gemara held that Rabbi Yehuda holds a Balkeri is mutter. So the Gemara says, V'omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, menayim le Balkeri she'osro bedivrei teire. And Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi brought a drosha of smuchim and mishne teire. The Gemara says, I will say Rabbi Yehuda doesn't dash in smuchim, but mishne teire does dash in smuchim. So we see from the Rehites Loshen HaGemara, that Rabbi Shua ben Levi is a drosha d'yeraisa. Rabbi Shua ben Levi holds min ha-toira balkeri is also b'lima d'ateir. Because the Gemara is saying here, Rabbi Yehuda darshan smuchim b'mishneh teire. And all of a sudden, the Gemara over here, the same Rabbi Shua ben Levi said, why is it necessary tvile? It's sufficient with tisha kabim. Tisha kabim would not help by ha-deraisa d'kedin. V'yizichan itvile. So, the Rashba says, Einachanami. The Gemara and the Chapala from the base was mistaken. The Gemara did not know this man, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, and the Gemara Takel, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, is a deraisa. The Gemara would have known this, Bechal wouldn't be schwer on Rabbi Yehuda. But from here we see that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is not a drosha, it's only an esmachta. That's what the Rashba answers. Omar Rab Chanine, Geder, Godel, Godrubo. That was a meredike zach, that they were matrich arboim so. The sanye, maise be'echod, because the union of arboim so is a gewalt of gezah, maise be'echod shetova isha levar aveire, omroloi reiko,
יש לך ארבע ימצא שאת תויבו בהם, מיד פירש. So what was this maise? It's a very interesting maise, that it seemed the chiyuv tvila was marking from an aveira. So how do we understand this? So Rashi says as follows. Let us see, we skipped over Rashi before. ויאמר לאו ברש מי תמאף שבנסין תשקב ואב אגב ליתון לקמון אלו בחיילה תם תמיד החכמים חיילה מהם כדאמה במסכס נדורים כמן מטלינן הקציבי והמביא כאבי יסי קציבי חיילה מביא רבון גדר גודל גודל באמש יצריכו באבו אימסו בואו זה מייסה שטובה אישה אויסה אישה פנויה הויסה Chachomim gozru ala yichud af ala pnuyu. Agavuchu, we see many chidushim from Rashi. Rashi erekashe. Why did the aveire of the Bia Surim not hold him back? And this did hold him back. So Rashi says, we're not speaking, she wasn't an erbe. She was a pnuyu. And now Rashi is trying to think of an isra of a pnuyu. So the whole isra Rashi can think of is when Chazal asked Yichud shel Pnuyah, they also asked together B, that goes together. The Yichud and B is Pnuyah is also Midarabon. So it seems that's how Rashi learns Pshat. Rashi learns, so even though this Israel was not sufficient to hold someone back, about Kaponim, the Chiyat Tzila is sufficient. The Goyin brings down, the Rishalmi, the Mais was brought down, she was an Eishas Ish. And the Tvila also held them back. So this we have to understand. And Israel the Raisa did not hold them back, but the Chiyuv Tvila held them back. So the Goyin explained psychologically is as I, that to do once an Aveira, a person can't control himself. But the realization that he won't be able to say Brochet, or won't be able to learn. If he doesn't have a mikveh, he asks me, don't have a mikveh. So what's going to be? So this be'enei Adam is more chomer. They say a similar thing. Imri noach chosiyat mekan she'shoichten l'chayle b'shabbos. It's a medrash plia. Imri noach chosiyat that Avram was mevakesh from Sore that she should say a chosi mekan she'shoichten l'chayle b'shabbos. I once saw someone to shout in this medrash mind me twice a healthy night. That venison, we have to understand what was Avraham Avinu's cheshbon with Sarah. He was afraid if the people will know that she's his wife, they'll kill him. Mamela imri na achaisiya. Mamela, they won't kill him. So lechere, the shayla is mamanavshech. If these people are choshed on the psychet, or they're choshed on gilei arayis also. So if they're choshed on gilei, so Mamela, so why should they kill him? Mechitaisi, they'll take Sarah and they won't kill him. Imri, what's this cheshbon? So Avraham Avinu knew this psychology. That means if they'll kill him, so they'll take care once and for all. They're doing once in a veda, but afterwards she's mutter. If they'll go and take sorrow without killing him, they're oiva kiseida kiseida. Okay, so zicha won't, the zicha, it's kedai for them to kill him, kedai not to be oiva on this reishasi. What is pshat mikan shesheichtem l'chayla b'shabit? It's brought on a shayla, what is the din if you have a chayla sheyesh by sakone and he needs meat? And you have nevela that's smuchen lechonecha, and you can shech the kosher behind. So mitad echo the iser nevela is kill from the iser chilo shabbos. It's nevela zalav, and the iser shchita is the chalav sheyesh by koret. Afal pikein the Ram says that one should shech. Why? Because shechting you do once a pula, you're finished. Nevela yoyve b'chol kizayis v'kizayis. So you see that. That if a person is repeating even an aveira kala, that's more chomer than one's doing an aveira chamur. So that's al kaponim what the goyim says, not like Rashi, that was the cheshbon. The cheshbon was that it was kedai not to be over the issa because there'll be a tomidik pachal that is kesedin are saying broches, is kesedin are able to learn. So that's together godel. Miyat pirish. Amalu Ravuna la Rabon. Ravuna told the Talmid Chachamim, Raboisai, mitnei ma'atem mezalzel in the Tvilazu. Ravuna had a time, why are you mezalzel in the Tvilazu? אם משום צינה, אפשר במלחצוי. אפשר במלחצוי. אמר להו, אמר לרב חיסא, וכי יש טבילה בחמין, אמר לרב עדה ברב וכוי כבוסך. Now what is this אפשר במלחצוי? Let us see Rashi. אתם מזלזלים, לינוי כרב יהודה בן בסיירה. אפשר במלחצוי, חמין, ימזלזל על צינה, אפשר במלחצוי. כוי כבוסך, זה בוי טבילה זו במקווה כשאר טבילות. It's a very unclear Gemara what the pilpul was over here. And the Pnei Yeshua, it seems, the Pnei Yeshua learned that Melchetzois is a bathtub. And he held that Melchetzois is also sufficient. We had Rashi before Mekilim bought the Melchetzois, Oibin Asinus Tishakabin, so it seems Melchetzois is not a mikveh. It's worse than Shuvim. Shuvim is you have a mikveh, you have, but it was filled up with Mayim Shuvim. Melchetzois means you're toiling in a keli. And he held that was sufficient. Imishim Tzim Avshim Melchetzois. Amale Rav Chisa B'chiyesh Tvila B'chamen. And that he meant he could make such a Tvila. Now Yeshua says he doesn't mean the hot water. Others learn there's an Isser to be toivul and hot water. Gzeirim Mishim Shuvim. Rabbi Kevega Taka learned like that. And he has a problem. Shuvim is Mutabaya Balkeri. But the Bnei Yeshua seemed to learn that he meant that Melchatzois means a bathtub, and Efshim Melchatzois, Ravun held that a bathtub is sufficient. So the Mele he had a tiny, so why are you Mekel? I'll see, Amalei Abchizrach, he is Tvila, Bechamim, that's considered a Tvila, for a Balkeri is also well known. Amalei, Ravada Barada, Koi Kavosh, Nid Mamish HaMikra. Rav Zeire Avi Yosef Ba'agno Demaye Beima Susser. Rav Zeire was sitting in a bathtub. Omel El Shammai Zil Ba'aisili Tisha Kabin B'shodi Yalavoy. Bring Tisha Kabin. Omel El Abchiyah Barabba Omel El Amavko Lehai. For her Yosef V'gavai. You're sitting in Tisha Kabin. Omel El Ba'av Ka'aboyim So Ma'aboyim So B'tvile V'loi B'nesine Aftishekabim benesine v'loi betvile. Hakaponim others bring a raya that the tishekabim one doesn't have to stand, one can sit. Genesim brings this raya from the Gemara because it seems the whole shaila was why you need the tishekabim. The vice place he did not change his matter. Rav Nachman tiken chatve bat tishekabim. Rav Nachman was misakin for his beis medrash, for the Talmidim, a chatzve. But in the morning, it should be very convenient, there was a chatzve, the Cheltisha cabin, and the Mamelo, when the Talmidim came, they were able to be retired themselves. Ki osa rabdimi oma rabbi kive, rabbi yudha glustara, omru loishonu, elo lechaylu laontas. When the Tisha cabin help? Only if a person became tamei laontas. It was not to Tashmi Shamita, it was to Oinsai. Then, Tisha Kabim helped. Avo l'choyla ha-mavgil, but for a choylo, who the Tumi came about to Tashmi Shamita, then you need Aboim So. So, Memele, it seems this is a whole investment. Let's see what Rashi says. Ba'agne de Mayi Gigi. Tikin Chatzve, Litein Mayim, L'talmidim, Aleim Shachris, Kaidem Kriyas HaTeire, so the Mela was a big tarkon. So they asked him, he didn't accomplish anything. Lai shonu the sagi ben asina, ala b'chayla shaga keri liyonite. Hamagal umam shechas a keri olav, she mishamish mitosai. So the Mela then, it won't help. Omar Rav Yosef, itva chatzvei de Rav Nachman. So now it broke already. Ain't it tzorich lono, the chayla liyonite leshchiach. That means the whole accomplishment that Rav Nachman has done to make a chatzve is a chatzve to Rav Nachman. Ki osa rovin, omar b'usha hava uvde, in usha there was a maise, b'kile da rabo ishiye, osa v'sholu la rabasi, and there he told them, punfakel, omar lu, lo ishone, elu l'choy la hamalgil, achoy la hamalgil, then he needs Tairo and Tisha Kabim is sufficient. Avo l'choyle l'onsoi pota miklo. Amar Rav Yosef, oh, it's Tamid Chatzvei de Rav Nachman. Now we can put together the Chatzvei of Rav Nachman, because now there's a necessity for it. Let us see Rashi. It's the Chatzvei Sechon Tchelon Kilo Shriach, Bekile Knisus Habayis Chadish Ubnei Yitzchak, Mon Shekoyer and Pultiga, it's Tamid Nishchazko Shvore, and it's the Kloim Hatzoyach Lono Oidboi.